that's the difference, man. You know, when you drink milk, a lot of times people don't even understand when you drink real milk compared to like almond milk. Almond milk is better.
First of all, do you know I didn't realize almonds had titties till when it came
that's
to milk.
That's crazy. Oh. Guys. What's up, man?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm well. Good. Okay. Let's start there. I'm doing great. Awesome. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah,
cool.
I got to be honest with you, CT. Are we starting? Are we recording?
Yes, yeah, on you this week.
Okay. To begin.
Yep.
Oh goodness. Well, I want to first introduce our guest, our co-host here. You got a tear already. This guy, the Urban Gladiator. Also, welcome to the Before the Bell podcast, guys. I'm Martin, the Urban Gladiator, the big man himself, Mr. Jay Washington. Jay, what's up, brother? You got your C4? Got your laptop? All right.
Yeah, I just got the card for this show. Pulled up. Sorry. We're also live.
No, I know. I saw. Yeah.
We're live on our chase.
No, I saw. Yeah. That's awesome. Good to see you guys. We also have Mr. Main Event CT, Clayton Thomas here. Yeah. Main Event CT. You know, there's something you said last week, CT, that really resonated with me. You said, Martin, you never just come in as yourself. We never really get to know you as Martin. Wow. I should be me, you know? I should come in as the revolutionary, the evolutionary, the visionary, none other than Martin Farton Morrow. Now go ahead and hit my music. Morrow, Morrow, Morrow.
Mow it down.
Hey, Martin. The build up, the delivery. Let me tell you, man, this may be the greatest promo you've ever cut. I was led astray. Did not expect any of it to go down the way that it did. I was like, oh, we're finally getting Martin Morrow. We getting Martin Farton Morrow.
The one and only.
Morrow. I love it.
Thank you, brother CT.
Chest out, boy. Yeah. You've been doing push-ups. Oh, you popping them.
Yeah.
Peck pop. He just peck popped us.
Well, peck pop there for ya.
Who is selling you these outfits? what clothing company in their right conscience of mind is selling the fabric, number one? Number two, when you come up with that debit card, who in good conscience is saying, have a good day, man?
Have a good day, man.
These people are wild out here, boy.
Like, oh, you're doing the whole combination. Okay.
you don't just want the pants. You want the shirt.
You want them together.
A sale's a sale. You know, a sale's a sale.
We don't usually do that here, but hey, man, take the whole thing.
And you said you're trying to match it to something? Oh, those are the shoes you matching it to. Okay, all right.
The glitter glove on, boy.
Somebody taking a commission. Somebody was like, woof, I'll make rent this month.
Man.
Make rent this month.
This is our first live episode.
Yes.
Yeah, we live before the bell episode.
Pal.
I'm not going to keep these glasses on the whole time, so y'all can feel free to read some of these comments.
Your glasses are so you can see from a distance.
They're also dope, but yeah.
I thought you was just a fashionable dude.
No.
A fashion icon just like myself, CT.
I left that open. God damn it.
Fits, doesn't it, Jay?
Mow it down!
Shout out to Marquise, Julio, Mr. X, Classic One, Monday Night Marl.
Somebody said Martin looked like a broke down Coco Beware.
That's wild.
That's reckless.
Wow. JP runs Coco this. Beware is kind of a broke down Coco Beware, right?
That is very true.
Yeah. Queenie. And yeah, that's everybody. All right.
You remember when at Coco Beware's Hall of Fame speech, he brought like Frankie, but Frankie's been dead for years, so he just had a dead parrot. It was like very. He was just like, hey man, you don't have to do that, man. You're like a stuffed parrot.
we don't. Hey man, it's you sad. Don't have to do it's that. Sad now. It's really sad now,
dude.
Frankie, move.
This is getting dark.
He just plucked up the wing.
It's from the jump, man. Just from the jump.
So, in AEW news.
Oh. So, first of all, because of course she's been the major topic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné.
Yep.
Formerly known as Sasha Banks.
Has made her official. She is officially All Elite.
Yeah.
Okay. Made her debut. They kicked off the show with her, which we all knew was happening. Mm-hmm. Boston, everything.
Right.
Boston.
I saw a lot of comments talking about how this was one of her best promos. Now, if you remember, Sasha Banks was not...
She's not a good promo.
Was not a good promo person. Mm. But there's a lot of praise about this promo. And I think a lot of people just like, oh, man, it just shows AEW knows how to use it. I'm like, no, she's home. She's home. She's in Boston. There's something about being in your hometown. You're comfortable. These are your people.
Right.
Again, comes back at the end of the night, making a save for Willow Nightingale.
Maybe a play for the TBS title.
Which, again, the TBS title for Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, it should be Toni Storm, but I guess they're going to just...
That's a Wembley thing. Probably.
Well, but if she's the TBS champion, then I also read something that Serena Deeb might be Mercedes Moné's first feud.
Okay, so let me just get this out the way right now. First of all, I know where CT probably going to go. Money. Was she talking money?
Of course. She is now officially the highest paid wrestler.
Female wrestler.
She's made more than, her contract is more than Cena and Roman Reigns.
Per year?
Yeah.
Well, hers is 5 mil, right?
Hers is 10.
10?
No. So that was a miss. It's not 10 mil a year. Okay. So she's getting 5 mil. Okada is getting 3 mil. And then Ospreay's getting 1.5 mil.
So she's getting 5 mil a year, which still makes her highest paid wrestler.
In general, right?
Male
now.
Or female.
Okay. How much does Roman make?
I think
two.
I thought three or four.
I thought it was three or four.
Yeah. And I don't like Kyle People Pockets. They just put this on the news. Yeah. And I was like, oh, bet. I don't go looking for this stuff.
So we already know. We knew for a fact the discussion was Tony Khan's going back the truck up to get her. Because the discussion was WWE was not going to give her the money she wanted.
Yeah.
Which we all said in our group chat collectively, get your bag, boo-boo.
Yeah. Yep.
The question is, and I pose this to you all, I've posed this on social media, it has been a big discussion. How long before they quote unquote fumble this bag with her? Because we have seen several debuts from ex-WWE high profile talent go to AEW. And then you see on Collision this week, Adam Copeland versus
Griff Garrison. Yeah.
Ruby Soho is coming. And this week she's versus
Soraya.
And Soraya's here. That was just like,
and she's like a manager now, basically, for her brother.
So she's not wrestling anymore?
She's still wrestling, but I haven't seen a Soraya match in it's been a few weeks.
So it's that you're making this hype of all these people. I don't know if y'all saw the meme. I don't know if y'all saw the meme that said that showed all of the former WWE talent now in AEW or that's been there. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That is ridiculous. Have you seen it, CT?
Say it again, Mark. It's fucking distracted me.
No worries. So there was a meme that's put up all of the former WWE talent that is in AEW. That looks like the whole show.
Swerve Strickland, FTR, Malakai Black, Buddy Matthews, Soraya, Ruby Soho, Serena Deeb,
Toni Storm, Keith Lee.
Yeah.
All these people that are there are, you know, I know people like, well, at one point in time or another, they'll go there. But like, you literally got these people from WWE. Most of these people ain't doing nothing. Yes,
can I say something? Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
Hey, man, you look great, man. You've been doing a lot of arm work.
A little bit of it.
The shirt looks great on you, man.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate
you look
it.
Great, brother.
Thank you. A lot of arm work, a lot of water. Shout out to Athletic Greens, which tastes horrible.
Now you can't say shout out and then say it tastes like
No, because I'm going to say
no sales.
Well, because they know. Because they know. I think they know how it's, but it works. But it works wonders. That's what I'm saying. It is. It's one of the things as a kid you were told you need to eat this. You like, oh, it's good for you. You'd be like,
yeah,
but it's good for you.
So but you gotta lie. If you shout them out, you go, it's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
Also edible. That's another story. Took it a 10. Just really off the key.
Oh, you took a 10 milligram edible? Is that what you're saying?
I took it at 10 a.m. and it's just been kicking in all day.
You took a 10, you took an edible at 10 a.m.
Yeah. I was having the morning.
Yes.
You woke up and were like, oh, I'm sad. I need an edible.
No, I spent the hour up and it was like, I had a long day. So I was like, I'm gonna take it.
All right. Usually people drink like Red Bull to prepare. That has the opposite effect, but you know.
Well, I just wanted to see the difference between honestly earlier starting my. I'm trying different things when it comes to my depression medication. Want to see the state of mind they put me in. I'm actually in a good chill state.
Mm. Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
All right,
so
what's up?
Are you supposed to mix drugs with drugs?
You can.
Oh,
it's not like drugs though. Edible is not at that level of drugs. I don't do those drugs.
Hey, no judgment. I
mean, if I'm saying I was doing mushrooms, you'd be like, hey, you gonna be okay?
Got it.
You know, so, but again, how long before they fumble this Mercedes Bonet thing?
I give it,
because we know what's going to happen.
I give it 6 months.
I say to the next big signing.
Well, who's left to sign?
That is another question.
I mean, Sheamus' contract is apparently coming up.
Sheamus ain't leaving WWE.
He's aired some gripes on social media.
Man. Really? What
was
that?
So is Drew. And everybody thought when Drew's contract was initially up, he was gone.
Hey, let me tell you something about Drew McIntyre, boy. I tell you, you can say all that stuff you want on Twitter. Hey, man, I don't like this about the company. And they got this guy and they got this girl. When those people got injured, he's like, I'm still here. I would like a sandwich, please. A double flood bucket with cheese. And he's now in the main event. Well, he would have been in the main event of night one. But now he's going against Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. So Sheamus, if his contract is up, I don't personally see him leaving WWE. Seeing the WWE talent that has left WWE, going to AEW, nobody has really popped over there except MJF, which he was never
WWE talent.
And if I'm being honest, the only person who's been able to hold on to their popularity was Chris Jericho.
Because he constantly reinvents himself.
Yeah, but even then, I'd say he's waned a lot.
Yeah.
And then there are the rumors that he's trying to jump now back to WWE. I hear like the Hardys are also trying to, you know, get out. Or Matt, I know Matt Hardy's contract's coming up. So would we like to see another Hardys run in WWE?
Absolutely not. That's from me. Absolutely.
You wouldn't put them in that tag team ladder match?
Hell no. No.
At WrestleMania.
Doug, let's go back a couple of WrestleManias. Remember that massive pop they got when they returned?
Okay.
What was it, 17.
Yeah. I know where you're going, and I knew you were going to go to that pop they got then, but that's 7 years ago. Hardy's still able to work, mm-hmm. and not one of them look like, hey, bro, you need to spend some time with yourself.
I didn't expect that sentence.
Wow. They should have took some edibles at 10 a.m. That would help them get through the rest of that run.
Speaking of taking some time with yourself.
Because let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Look, Matt Hardy, as much as it looked like it hurts him to walk down the ramp.
No different than Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, but look at Shawn. Shawn is out here like, hey, brother, I'm done.
He is done.
Yeah. I'm done. Matt looks like it's hard to walk down the ramp. Jeff looks like it's hard to just wake up and walk. Okay. Like, so do you want to put them in that position where we know the pop would be phenomenal in that stadium?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes.
City of brotherly love.
Absolutely.
It could be a one-off as well.
Like, okay, that's what I'm like. Is it just a one-off then?
They do one-offs, but also I don't like how WWE fumbled Matt Hardy's Woken gimmick and his latest run. The same with Jeff Hardy. They did not give him anything to work with. So where when he left the company, it was like, come on, man. He couldn't even face paint because Finn was doing the face painting. And WWE was like, we kind of only want him to do the face paint.
Yeah.
So well, eventually he did, but I think that might have been when they moved him to SmackDown.
Yeah,
SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, switched on the shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Which it's like, you can't... Don't tell me one person can wear face paint when you have Rey Mysterio and you now have Dragon Lee and
both
another.
And Matt.
Come on.
But I think there's a difference. And I don't know. I'm sorry.
No,
interject. There's a difference when it comes to that, though, because with Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, they've always been trying to put their stamp in the Lucha Libre market, mm-hmm. right? when Ray first was going down and getting hurt, it was like, all right, here comes Alberto Del Rio.
Here's Sin Cara.
Hunico, all these guys. Yeah. And it never quite
worked. Wait. Are we really going to put Hunico?
He did that.
I did.
Hey. I was going to let it slide.
No, he said Hunico. I did not. I liked Hunico. Okay. Yeah.
Like, but I'm using all the different.
Sin Cara Negros.
I'm just using all.
It's like, we have two Sin Caras. You see, that one, he was the original Sin Cara, and then he became other Sin Cara. This one, he's the new Sin Cara, so the old Sin Cara is mad. So now he evil, and he in black, and now he a Mexican cholo. It's like, you're like, wait, what? You lose your mask? You got to join a gang?
Got to join a gang.
You got to join a gang.
With what was this boy, Camacho, who was like... Camacho was like a Tongan cosplaying as a Mexican. I was this feels offensive.
Hey, this was in later years too. You're like, hey, brother, y'all just be doing it.
Yeah, man, I was like the new Curran White.
But they do. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to that, they were steadily trying to get their foot in the Lucha Libre market heavily, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have two wrestlers in masks, two luchadors in masks, you constantly bring it up. You let Andrade go back to the wearing the mask of sorts, coming back out, always mentioning, yo, this is the dude from CMLL. This is that guy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the difference with where Jeff Hardy is. Yeah, Jeff's here with every pair of pants from Hot Topic.
Come on. Yo. That was an unnecessary string.
Wow.
Hot Topic sold them jeans.
Yeah, boy. They the Jinko sold jeans?
The Jinko
oh,
jeans.
Oh, my God.
You're just ripping up your mama's stockings.
Mama, where's my stockings?
Huh? You always hear that first question. Huh? You heard me. Bring my stockings.
Let me spill your arm because you ain't what? What? You start cutting the hole.
That's disgusting.
Man. Also, shout out to poor hygiene of women wearing stockings.
Yo.
You should never smell that. Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
Oh, man. This episode is off the rails, brother.
And we live.
Yeah, we live.
This is crazy.
So, I think that's the difference when it comes to you got Jeff and then you got Fan who... The only time he really wore face paint anyway was when it was the
Demon Gimmick.
Demon Time. When he was on Demon Time. Crawling on the floor and says, hey, man, this dude a freak.
He's a freak.
You know how, like, different. Again, that's what I love about Bray Wyatt and The Fiend or any different person. Those were different personalities.
Yeah.
The Demon and Finn Balor are the same dude doing the exact same moveset. That was always a thing to me. Mm. Why is it the Demon's movesets are the exact, like, at least The Fiend had this thing about him, you know what I'm saying? Different things.
He also had the size. I think the problem with Finn Balor being the Demon is he's still so small. Yeah. That it's like, none of these are power moves.
None.
These are just flashy. Whereas The Fiend, this is some power behind these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in hindsight, what happens to Finn Balor once the Judgment Day breaks up? We know JD is going to fall by the wayside.
No, it's going to be him and JD. I think Finn is comfortable enough to be him and JD as the team.
But that's what I'm saying. He has to now just go into tag team wrestling from now on?
No, I think that he's good enough to survive on his own. I don't know if he'll survive
or thrive.
That's a big question.
But I mean, everyone has though. No one can be on top forever. I mean, he was the Universal Champion. Last year he was challenging.
Yeah, you never count that.
His first run before his injury, we can't count that because that was still a Vince thing. Mm-hmm. And Vince pushed him so far down the card that once he won the Intercontinental title, it was like, all right, but still no real push.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now looking at Finn Balor, we know he's gotten way more seasoned as an on-camera performer in the big leagues. Does he thrive and get back to that main event picture? If Cody wins the title, it resets the universe for a lot of people that are not heavyweight size.
But mm-hmm. Cody goes to the other show.
Yes, that doesn't mean Finn doesn't either. After he loses that title, he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, the draft coming up, there's a lot of things.
I can't wait for that draft.
But does it have to be, look, we're right now in this era where mid-card titles are being established just as dominant as main titles. Mm-hmm. So does Finn have to go for a world title?
Here's the problem. If Sami Zayn wins the Intercontinental title.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
If he wins the Intercontinental title, now the importance of the Intercontinental title goes down.
Really?
Yes. Because he's already held the Intercontinental title when it was on SmackDown. That's number one.
Yes. A few times, yeah.
Number two, him going after a secondary title as opposed to a world title run, it cheapens Gunther's loss to Sami. Because the person who needs that rub is somebody like a Gable or somebody like a... a Bronson Reed, which heel against heel, but you need somebody to elevate that title. And the only person who could have elevated it would have been somebody like a Gable. If Sammy gets that, it goes right back to being cheaper.
So, do you have thoughts on that? Because I want to ask, I want to pose a question.
Yes and no. I think Sammy has established himself as a main event talent. I mean, he main events most Raws. He just main evented this past Raw. And he did do a good job of carrying that IC title during the pandemic. He, you know, was having matches with Brian and all this stuff. Yeah. But it is that that's tough.
Yes.
I don't know if it would have helped Gable, but would it have helped the title at Gable?
That's what I'm saying. So, it would have helped Gable if he won the title.
So let me,
it's not going to help Sammy.
Let me ask you this question, because this is what the question I want to pose.
Ask me. Pose it.
I'm going to pose this question, my brother.
Pose the question.
You got to put that glitter glove on display, baby. Got to put the glitter glove on display.
Yes, I spent a lot of money on this glove. So
the lights haven't turned off.
The budget.
He spent all the money on these props and be mad at us.
Because he's still... I would talk to you about something last week, too, and this week, when you think about that. It'll hit you in a moment.
Yeah.
You say to elevate the title and that Sammy winning the title would lower the title.
Yes.
Who is Gable going to have a run with that you're going to be so invested in? How many, because everybody Gunther has faced in his run, they've got you so invested in it. I don't know if you'll get the same level of investment with anybody, a Bronson Reed versus a Chad Gable, a Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see this big hype up and build up like we've built up with all these things.
Can I answer
with Gunther? Absolutely.
Here's the answer. Number one, the reason you see that is because when you have a heel champion, you have a surplus of baby faces that they have to face. That's why you see Sammy. That's why you see Gable. That's why you see Ricochet, all these people stepping up. If once a face wins that title, you're going to see a resurgence of heels. And let me remind you, the Intercontinental title is supposed to elevate talent that is in the mid-card.
Absolutely.
So that's where it starts to see these incredible feuds and matches. We wouldn't have knew Ivar had the chops to be able to do what he does if it wasn't for his tag team partner getting injured and him having to step up.
But I think, but again, that's a victim of circumstance.
Yes. Right? But he's still a heel.
Yeah. And I think he thrived as a victim of circumstance. Yes. Where sometimes, I'm trying to think of other tag teams where one person went down and they just were like, well, we can't do anything for a bit. But like,
Pretty deadly.
Yeah, pretty deadly.
Well,
you couldn't just have Elton Prince just out there, right?
And you could have.
But they did not.
Can I do this real quick since we brought up tag teams? Want to send thoughts and prayers and condolences out to the homie Angelo Dawkins, man, on the passing of his mom.
Yeah,
we brought up tag teams, and I just thought about that, man. Much condolences and love to you, bro, to the family and friends. Just want to make sure we put that love out from before the bell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You could have added even more sauce because, you know, you lost yours and be able to
I didn't want to go because it got emotional for me.
Well, got emotional?
I mean, I got emotional. As someone who has lost their mom, I definitely understand, man. Take the time you need, have the support system you have around you, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
When you say, like, it's supposed to elevate people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but I'm also looking at if Gable's elevated, who does he potentially elevate?
The other heels. Looking at who also has held that title, Shinsuke doesn't need another one of those runs. He needs to enter the world title picture. So
hopefully he can do it now that Vince ain't in control.
It'll happen.
Well, I mean, did he wrestle? He did wrestle Rollins like at a few.
Yeah, it was a blow off because we knew one none goes. That was the problem with that feud I had personally, because I knew I need a feud where I'm like, could it happen?
That's what the first match was, though.
Yeah.
Rollins had that title long enough that we didn't know they were going to take it to Mania. Yeah. He had it long enough at that time to where that first match he had with Shinsuke, we were like, oh, Shinsuke could be world champion.
Yeah.
And then after that loss and they had another rematch, it's like, all right, it's not going to happen. They're going to keep the title on him.
Mm.
But with the Intercontinental title, you can now have all of these heels and it be elevated with Gable. I don't see that happening with Sammy because he's already held it and it did not get elevated. Gunther elevated that title, not just because he's good, but because he's got the look, he's got the packaging, he's got the stable faction.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing is what elevates a champion.
I want to say shout out to everybody that's listening to us now on the podcast. We appreciate you. While at the same time, we're doing this live. Everybody's in the chat. Yo, I see all of y'all having a conversation, joining in, man. I appreciate it. To everybody that's chiming in, there's so many of y'all. We'll get to y'all after the show. Again, thank you. Want to make sure we acknowledge y'all. So speaking of mid-card titles, right? It was just announced past Friday on SmackDown. Mm. We now know officially what's going down with the United States title.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We basically, our card is almost done. It's only like, what, two more matches?
Two weeks, yeah.
We got to have the tag team scramble, met the six-pack, the teams announced, and then we need the potential Nia Jax-Liv Morgan match, which is going to happen, which
nobody wants.
You got to put them somewhere.
You got to put them somewhere.
How about not together? How about put them in separate places? How about Jade comes to Raw, faces Nia, because that's a juggernaut.
I thought that's what the setup was from the Royal Rumble.
Because it makes sense.
Yeah. And it looks like now they finna do, she's going to be in the six woman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Damage Control, yeah. Bayley versus Naomi, who's going to run out. All of a sudden, here comes Bianca to make the save. Oh my God, it's 3-on-2 and versus Damage Control is on top. All of a sudden, here comes Jade's music.
But you know what that does? That lets me know that the company is not ready to push Jay for a singles run because a tag team match protects.
I said the same thing to somebody last night. It protects the hell out of her. But now, going back to the U.S. title, we know it's going to be Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
Neither need the title.
Yeah, I think Logan should retain.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe he's retained. They just used him to announce SummerSlam coming to Cleveland.
Yeah.
So they use him to announce.
He's going to hold the title to them for sure.
He's going to hold it to them for sure. You didn't know that? You didn't see that part? The little announcement they made? I mean, you didn't even have to see the podcast. How Michael called him just today on Impulsive. They do that.
But what I love is this. I love that they have made, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, I love that they've made title runs important again, meaning that you're giving these champions lengthier title runs. We don't need to see another Roman Reigns run. But at the same time, having a Gunther run, having this Intercontinental title run almost going a year if he's going to hold it towards SummerSlam, when he went to the Crown Jewel.
Logan
Paul, yeah.
Yeah, he beat Ray.
At Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
So now the next, when Damian Priest wins that world title, I see him dropping it by maybe
Series. He's a transitional champ for sure. Yeah.
Can I pitch an idea? What if we've never seen this before. What if Damian holds that Money in the Bank briefcase?
Till Money in the Bank?
Till Money in the Bank. Someone cashes in on whoever the champion is, they win. Then Damian cashes in his briefcase immediately and wins.
Yo.
On the other champion? Or on that same champion?
On the person who cashed in.
Right, because his contract is valid for the year from the date he wins it.
Yeah.
So what Martin is saying is somebody wins the Men's Money in the Bank match, right? They cash in later on the night like they always do typically. Now they're like, oh my God, they're the champion. That's why, like, wait a whole damn minute. Here come Damian Priest. So now you have the two Money in the Bank winners feud.
No. Right pitch, wrong scenario. One champion, somebody has to cash in on a champion, yes. But you can't do heel versus heel. So Damian Priest is going to remain a heel. So a heel move is cashing in that night. I feel like a Money in the Bank cashes in on a champion, wins. Damian cashes in on the other champion, wins. I'm telling you.
So you do both titles.
But it's very entertaining.
But I was going to say, sometimes, you know, what was it? Dean Ambrose a few years ago was babyface and he cashed in later that night.
He cashed in on a heel, though.
So you're saying, okay, but
who
let's.
Who walked out that night with a championship? It was Dean, Roman, and Seth. I think Roman won.
Mm-hmm.
Dean cashed in.
Seth. Roman was champion. Seth beat him, and then Dean
beat Seth. He pinned Seth.
Got it. That's what it was. So Dean cashed in on a heel.
Heel, yes.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley was heel when Big E cashed in on him on Raw.
Yeah. So I'm saying it could be a thing of a babyface wins, cashes in on the heel champion. Everyone's excited. Like it could be Drew McIntyre, right? Mm. Let's say CM Punk wins Money in the Bank. He cashes in, he beats Drew McIntyre, pins him 1-2-3, new champion. He's probably exhausted from the night, whatever. Then boom, Damian Priest cashes in on him and then he wins. Boom, boom, boom. You have two champions in one night.
I love that. Aren't you supposed to pronounce Bobby Lashley
with water in your mouth? Wow.
Mark is out of control, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we got a grip.
I'm telling you, we're going to do it tonight.
What's up with the Lashley and Karrion Kross feud, man? Are we excited about this potential matchup?
All right, I'm out of here.
We got a promo saying that this past Friday was supposed to, we see some traction in that story, and we didn't. So
that's what it is. I think the Dawkins mom's passing, I think that happened. I saw a post, it was from a day ago, so that may have changed everything. Because think about it, that whole thing involves all them.
I feel like what changed it was The Rock.
You know, I mean, another 25-30 minute promo?
Okay. Well, I read that he actually went under by 20 seconds. So,
really?
That's what Brian Gewirt said. He was like,
yeah, 20 seconds under.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Why are they doing Rey versus Santos next week? Like, why wouldn't you hold that?
That means it got cut from the WrestleMania card.
So do you think we're not getting a Rey Mysterio match at WrestleMania?
Yes, I do. If that match actually happens, if they actually go ding ding and at least go 10 minutes, they got cut from WrestleMania.
That's a good assumption.
Then why wouldn't you put that on the SmackDown before Mania?
Great question.
Yeah.
Because the SmackDown, I mean, the Mania match is probably going to be LWO versus
Legado.
See, I thought that, well, no. Wait. So Legado won their tag match this week, and then so did New Catch Republic.
Yes.
So, okay, but that's going to be that's now going to be a qualifying match for the Mania match.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Which is still so weird. It's stretching out too much unnecessarily for that. Yeah. But whatever. That means
I want a fatal four way for the U.S. title, even though we know Logan's gonna retain.
Who would be the fourth?
Yeah, it would be the fourth.
Montez Ford. I'm pitching him for everything, huh? Yeah, everything. Really.
You said that with so much
confidence. Pitching him for everything, huh? Oh, you need somebody else for the WWE Championship match?
Montez Ford.
I see the Marvels needs a new lead.
Montez Ford. I just think, like, The Rock and producer just brought it up, said, how does The Rock stay so fit for eating up so much screen time?
Wow.
That's
hilarious.
Very funny, Mark. Montez Ford.
I just think, like, with Ray, I think the audience buzz behind it has died.
I don't blame it, but it's not on him. I think if anything, Santos got overexposed, and also he was eating too many L's.
You can't eat too many L's to have Rey Mysterio. It's like the feud with Legado del Fantasma and LWO. The problem is it doesn't just feel like there's enough energy there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because also, I don't know about y'all, I feel like, I see the real turn that's about to happen eventually. Carlito. Like, I feel like Carlito turning on Rey at some point. Mm-hmm.
They have to do something because you have to listen to the audience when you're watching these shows, man. And that storyline is not getting the power and the heat that they want, and neither is this Bayley feud.
I think it ended well this past week on SmackDown, but it also
set up the tag match. That got some buzz.
Yeah.
Not the match itself, because EO is not delivering. And Bayley has her back hurts, bro.
Although that moonsault was kind of sick.
Yeah, it was sick because she hit her in her head. That's why it was sick.
Well, they held her. Yeah, it was like,
I just want to say this, like, and one of our homies is gonna argue me to death over this statement. I know it, but EO's run has just been lackluster all the way through for the most part.
Which homie is this is gonna give you the business? Oh, okay, say names.
You know who?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's more so because she hasn't had like a lot of. Listen, Io's a dynamic performer.
Sure I clear that up. She's a dynamic performer.
Does his first name rhyme with Spaceman?
Yes, it does.
Got it.
Okay. You know.
That really
I know
rhyme.
What he's doing. Yeah. I know what he's doing.
You got to give just enough to where, you know.
But Io as a performer, look, Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai, when she was over in NXT, phenomenal. When she arrived originally, you're like, okay, cool. But it's something about her run as champion.
That's trash.
That is trash.
Well, she'd be taken out on Tuesday.
She was the fourth most important member of the faction. Then you added in Asuka. Like it's weird to see like Asuka just be like, yeah, I'm also here. With all the crazy face paint and all that stuff. And I think I can only name like two times she's defended the title. When it was against Meechan or something.
Meechan, and who else did she face?
Zelina Vega. That's really been
her defenses.
Yeah. So that feels like obvious layup wins, no offense to them. But at the same time, it's like, man, she did. She had that defense against Charlotte.
That was Charlotte Oscar when Charlotte messed her knee up. Sorry. Was it?
That's when she messed her knee up.
Oh, yes. It was Charlotte EO?
Charlotte Asuka.
Asuka,
but,
right.
But yeah. Charlotte did wrestle Io for the title. But the fact that we don't even remember that, again, tells you, like, man, so is that on her or is that on how the company's just been moving as far as the SmackDown Women's title?
Here's the thing. Dakota is the one who should hold the title next, meaning she should win Money in the Bank and take the title from Bayley. Outside of that, Io's title run has been extremely forgettable.
Which, again, this sucks for Bayley more than anything.
Yeah.
Because this is supposed to be Bayley's moment. How about the Dudley brothers?
I miss Hug Bayley.
She said she's never going back to that one.
That sucks, man.
Why? Side ponytail Bayley.
That was a good Bayley.
That was a great Bayley. Like, I thought that's, you know, if she could turn that little... That little doo-wop, what do you call that hair? The like the mop bob. Chop, the little bob. Yeah, if she can like, you know.
Wait, I just want to make sure the camera's on Martin doing his head like that every time. Little,
that little Beatles haircut. If she could turn that bad boy, you know, just squanch some of that, squanch some of that into a little side pony. We might have some. We might be cooking.
It just really sucks, man. Let's.
I think Bayley needs a new theme song.
Cause yeah.
Hold on, we got somebody that's on that narcotic. Randy Constance says, EO is the best pound-for-pound wrestler on the roster. Where do you get your narcotics?
Because, on the full roster?
You're out of control.
The SmackDown 2K roster video game
He definitely
roster?
Talking about, and that's you cooking the books. On
you,
the stats.
You can't say that with Rhea Ripley as
Raw World Champion.
And just as a wrestler.
Facts.
No offense to Mercedes. Rhea should be the highest paid woman in wrestling.
I agree. She's just been so electric. Just this program with her and Becky has been carried by Rhea just off of Rhea's energy.
Rhea's don't, over with the crowd.
Rhea don't have to say nothing. She just come out, walk out with the title. Hey, boo boo. Mommy's on top.
Yeah.
Bye. And that's it.
But also the whole thing, man, why do you keep fighting people, bitch? Like, I'm telling you, I'm gonna beat you. Keep fighting people every week. You're doing these crazy matches. I'm gonna beat you because I'm not wrestling. I have my last match.
Wrestling.
Nobody. I ain't doing nothing. I'm gonna come out here with my little belt. I'm gonna be happy and I'm gonna destroy you.
Which is so crazy to so many.
That took CT by surprise, man. She was so mad. Like, why are you fighting Nia Jax? What are you doing?
I'm going to be fresh as a daisy and you beat up.
Yeah.
That is the crazy. That is the true thing. Both Roman and Rhea, those two champs, and even Seth.
Refreshed.
You know, Seth was like, "Knee, I can't.
I wish I could.
The knee.
It's a thing. I just got clear.
I got two more weeks. I see you then."
Yeah.
Roman's like, "Hey, bro, I bought these new Jordans. Y'all see these? Y'all see these this week? Get the hoodie. Y'all see that's Roman every week. You got.
Speaking of merch, I want to get The Rock's weight belt and I want to get Cody's weight belt. What do people use weight belts for?
Like back support, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, how does it support your back? I think I've never understood.
It's the same thing as like compression sleeves.
Uh-huh.
It keeps your muscles from like just really contracting out, moving out of place.
So the tighter it goes, the more supportive.
Yeah, the more supportive.
I be seeing people with the loose weight belt and I'll be like, that doesn't
look
like
you are open. Doing, you just wearing it just to wear it.
Then. All right, then I'll get some weight belts.
Yeah,
I got one.
When you're wearing it loose, you're just wearing it just loose. Just
I don't know how to plug it on like on my body though.
Oh, they protect your kidneys? Now that helps me understand.
Okay, thank you. Kidneys. Yes, good kidney function.
Cool. Wait, happens with your kidneys?
You said, what happens what?
What happens with your kidneys when you're working out?
What happens with your kidneys, Mark, when you're working out?
He sounded so scared.
That's why you gotta worry about, like,
Sitting
on your kidneys. Like, I'll put it up.
Okay, he's gonna explain.
I'm just like, at work, it's like, wait.
I was like, have I been doing something to my kidneys by trying to work out?
Mark was like, Wait, what about no?
Speaking of which, man, I need y'all this week, man. I did not go back to the gym this whole week. I've been out of control. So this week, I need some help.
What happened?
I just didn't go back, man. The week, I was busy as well.
It was a busy week. Yeah, I got a cat this week, so.
Yeah, that's also crazy.
This has been a busy, I think that's the one thing a lot of people, first of all, thank you. Yeah. When we worked out together early in the week.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Thanks. Also check out Before the Bell podcast on Instagram where you can see us all working out together sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes, Martin. Yes, sir. Can I make it quick? Said you were too busy for the show on Friday. What happened to the show Friday when you told you were supposed to do?
So Friday, I was supposed to do a show here at Petty Cash. The poster said 7 o'clock. I was told the show's at 7 o'clock. I got here at 7 o'clock. I had to also host a show at 8 o'clock somewhere else. So I asked if I could go up early here. I got here at 6:50 or something. They go, hey, actually, we're going to start the show at 7:30. The show that I was at 8, the show that at 8 was 40 minutes away. Like it was downtown.
Woo.
So The dude was like, why are you going to be here? I need you to host. I'm like, all right. So I was like, I'll just come back here. And then once I got there, the dude, he kept texting me, where are you? So I'm getting like antsy, you know, I get agitated when people bother me about stuff like that. So then I'm like trying to get in there, and there are 9 different entrances because it was at an apartment complex. Mm. So I end up popping my tire, trying to turn into, cause he was like, I don't have time for you. He's like getting on me and stuff. So I'm trying to turn real fast to get into this garage, and I'm popping my tire. So then I'm pissed off about that. I go there and I was like ready to just fight, dude. Like that's literally the energy.
Be ready to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that about you. Tomorrow, be ready to fight.
Throw the hands.
Hey, man, I got $5,000 in bail money, so I'm ready. I just got it stashed away, you know.
You keep
5 G's.
You keep all your crimes under that bail
amount. hey, Mark, that's a $7,000 crime. Oh, yeah, never mind. You know
okay,
what?
I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
So I explained everything to dude, and he was really nice. Shout out to him. And then he just had me close out. And then also shout out State Farm Insurance. They've sent a tow truck and all that. And turns out my tires would have been messed up anyway. So it was like
it was God, something that was gonna happen. Regardless.
It was something that was gonna happen. So God was looking out for me.
That night, good, man, like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Yeah. Until they need to put me in a commercial because
didn't you do a State Farm commercial?
Nope.
No.
Progressive.
He's
with the competition.
You're progressive.
Yeah,
guy.
I was, but yeah,
doesn't look like they were very progressive in your situation.
Hello. All right. Story tip. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that was the end of the story. So then I let Val know. So shout out to Val DeRoe as well. Like, hey, I'm not gonna make it back. My tire popped. I'm over here now, downtown.
Oh, because from what I heard from Producio was like, you heard you had to be extra clean. For the, like, you had to be super clean, like not even just normal clean, Mormon clean, and was like, yeah, I'm gonna get up out of here.
I wish that was it. Because yeah, it was funny because she used my joke as an example of like how clean we're supposed to be. She was like, so let's not do any pussy MF jokes tonight, and I was like, you could have just said "don't cuss" like that.
Hey, right, we gotta say the words.
Also, who says "pussy" and then says "mf"?
That'll make no sense.
Don't say "pussy" MF.
Yeah.
So MF is
and then
Pussy
says hello. Don't say "pussy" MF.
Yeah. She's like,
also, it's a woman talking to you. Like, you have one of these. You can say that.
She's like, the church is gonna be. Church members will be here, so I want you guys to, you know, be on your best behavior, be righteous. That I was like, all right, righteous. You know, we want to make sure they leave this with a good feeling. I was like, all right, man, cool. But yeah, then I had to run that other show. So
that's what that was. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, what was we just talking about before this whole trip? So Rhea's been chilling.
Yeah.
The whole Becky. Again, I don't understand what the purpose is because you're going to want both of them to be at 100%.
Yes.
You want Mania to be a top tier match. You got Becky, last woman stand. What is wrong ridiculous. With you?
I think they're trying to set that up. They're trying to create the seeds, like you just said, Rhea to retain because Becky's tired. Here's what I wanted to say. I always write my thoughts about Raw because SmackDown is always going to be super fresh. Yeah. And I'm going to forget Raw. Candice LeRae is a monster.
Yo!
Candice LeRae.
She is an evil human being.
That segment did not need to go that hard, bro. Because I was sitting there like, hey, yo, who wrote this? Why would they? Okay. For those of you guys who are watching, Maxine Dupri has been getting accosted by fans saying she's not ready. She's not getting the ring. She's been getting booed at live shows. We like her. She's great.
Yeah.
Everybody starts out green. That's the way you get seasoned.
Exactly. Trish Stratus, best example of that.
Yes. And one of the greatest ever.
Yeah. Candice LeRae said, you're bad. You suck. People hate you. They don't like you, just like your dead brother. And I was like,
or no,
why?
No, it was
your dead mother. That was
no, brother. It was her brother. Her brother died in 2022.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it was something about
it should have been you.
He would be ashamed. Your dead brother would be ashamed to see this is what you're doing.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. It's like also we never knew that. So this is a wild way to say it. Cameron was all up in it too. Cameron was
like, yep, right, stay right there. Yeah. Whoever the producer was.
And she's like, cry. You better cry. I was like, yo, this is me.
That was uncomfortable, bro.
It's like we've done the bullying angle already.
So many times.
With not remember the most recent one and Alexa.
Yeah.
Was the most recent one. But this
that
is
was
like
years ago. Though.
But this is like bullying, gaslighting, everything else in one.
The last time they cheered Nia Jax was during that win against Alexa Bliss
because of the bullying thing. Yep.
But she's like, you're fat. And she's like, oh, man, why are you calling me out like that?
You get it. But my thing is like, what is it? Look, if you're telling me this is only supposed to do Candace just keeps tearing her down, then Maxine gets a win over her on Raw.
That's what's going. It's not going to be Mania
or I mean, even Backlash.
We don't know though. What if WrestleMania starts with Candice LeRae versus Maxine Dupri?
Better be a pre-show.
Better be a pre-show,
and it better be the pre-show. That's the first 30 minutes as opposed to the last.
The actual 30 minutes. Yep.
I'll tell you that.
The doors have opened in Lincoln Financial Field, and right now as the fans are falling in, Maxine Dupri is taking on Candice LeRae.
I'll take that.
You know what I'm fine with that.
Hey, that's how I got to see Kalisto versus Ryback.
Ooh, that Ryback match against Mark Henry was probably really bad because he's about to do Shell Shock and he couldn't hold Mark Henry.
Yeah, it was like, bro.
He goes, oh, no.
Mark goes, all right. The big guy. Oh, remember when he said, if CM Punk returns, I'm going to retire. Should I retire? He put it on Twitter. And everybody was like, yeah, go ahead and do that.
You should, man.
Damn, that's a backfire. Tag team ladder match. Finn mentioned two titles. So, do they separate them or keep them together when whoever wins?
I told you. I was telling y'all this in our text thread. I said, is Judgment Day going to cry themselves into having them title split? Where they going to think, oh, well, we just got to grab the title. If we grab one, we win one. Hmm. And I guarantee it's either going to be, and more than likely be Adam Pearce, because that's the best way to do it. Whereas, no. This isn't just for the undisputed titles. You have to win both the Raw and SmackDown titles.
Yeah. How would that work in a ladder match setting, though?
Are you ready? I was about to say it. This is what happens. Either that, Adam Pearce says it, or two people are climbing the ladder and they both grab a
individual belts.
And that's how they end up separating the titles.
Because now you're just like, well, and a Raw team grabs a Raw. Or what if that's
a
how
SmackDown,
you switch teams?
That's how you switch
you
brands.
You switch out with brands.
That'd be tight.
Outside of that, I wonder, does Liv Morgan watch her matches after?
I'm out.
Because
I'm not.
A few spots were very clunky.
Nope. I'm not doing this today, Jesus.
Does she look back?
Yo.
You know, like when you do a stand-up show, you be like, let me watch that back. Ah, shouldn't have said that. She be doing her matches, and I'm like, you can't watch these back because you wouldn't do these mistakes again. Next thought. Naya.
No.
Liv does not watch.
And then you can't do this. Next thought. You can't just go.
So are you saying she's like that comic who doesn't do well, but it goes, that was a pretty good set. Someone told me I was brave after. No, you're very brave for going.
Somebody
going
told
up
me.
There.
Somebody said, you know what? Keep at it, young man.
Did you hear the crowd out there after my match? You're like, did you hear the crowd?
Dog, I did this show at the Friday night.
I was there before you, and I didn't know you were gonna be on the second show out of state.
Oh yeah, man. There is this poor girl who went up before me. And but was like so confidently bombing, right? But was trying to do this like I'm better than you type thing on stage, and so it was just like crickets. She'd be like, wow, you guys didn't like that one? Wow, okay, like that kind of deal. So then I go up afterwards, and I was like, hey man, comedy's tough, huh? And I go, I can't believe y'all did that white lady like that, man. Y'all gonna do that during Women's History Month?
Ooh,
that
feels pretty good.
It destroyed, didn't it?
Oh man,
of course,
yeah.
Also, another thought, Shinsuke be walking around in that bodysuit like he got solid muscle. His body be looking squishier than a toddler's arms. Yeah, that's pretty heavy about that one. Shinsuke be unzipping. He be unzipping that bodysuit. I'm like, zip it back up. Shinsuke, you ain't got the body for this bodysuit, man. His body look like when you get out the pool and your muscles go. Shinsuke.
Oh my God.
Shinsuke. I bet he'd be walking around shirtless all the time. He'd be like, hey, Shinsuke, you don't have that body, brother. He got the body like he'd be into all freaky stuff. But the freaky people would be like, hey, would you mind wearing a shirt? He'd be like,
CT.
That's my man.
Wait, like he'd be in the freaking and the freaking people be like, what?
They'd be like, hey, put your shirt on. We'll do the threesome. Just put your shirt on.
We'll do the threesome.
You know how upsetting it'd be if there was someone wearing a t-shirt during a threesome. They're just having to pull, you have to keep pulling it up.
Somebody be mid-stroke like, it's just game.
Zip it up.
Sorry. Man, the fact that he'd have a zip-up shirt, not even buttons, just a zip-up shirt the whole time. Sure.
That body be looking weird, bro.
God damn.
He got a...
God damn.
His body's squishy and his Charmin up underneath that body suit.
He said he got a body suit. Like, he got the body for it.
Like, when you wear a suit like that, you got to have a body for that. You got to have muscles popping through. Shinsuke, man. He's like, he's zipping up oatmeal in a bag.
Yo. Come on, man.
You know... You know when you got leftovers from Thanksgiving? You'd be like, hey, put all the mashed potatoes in a Ziploc. You close the bag. That's what Shinsuke be doing with his body. Shinsuke, not Nomura. Woo. Shinsuke, not Nomura, boy.
Oh. Hey man, that man just want to surf and have fun, man. Yeah, let him live his little Florida life,
man.
He got his Florida body.
Also, Cody Rhodes.
Hold on. Before you say anything, please.
JP runs the CT really cooking. Liv Morgan. Hey man, sorry.
Yeah, CT, you on your way, man.
you on your way.
You the next Lenny Bruce. Okay, finish your thought.
So also, man, this really touched me Monday night. Cody Rhodes' promo, bro.
To his mama.
If you didn't get wet eyes from that promo.
Oh, food, thank God he said eyes.
You have paused out statement. If you didn't get wet eyes, bro. You ain't got no heart. Very true.
Yeah, man, that Cody promo made me wet.
I just got lightheaded. Oh shit!
Yeah, man.
Oh,
now let's get to The Rock. In response to that promo, I like what Rock has been doing over the past couple of Fridays.
Oh my God!
Dropping these social media videos.
Oh Jesus Christ!
That had been typically separate from the promo he cuts in the ring.
Yeah.
This Friday was the exact same promo. It's like, man, you were giving us Good Fridays, Kanye West, the free side, and then you were giving us the album to make us watch the show, but it was the same promo. But it was still fire. It was a great promo.
You came out here crying to your mama.
No, we got to talk about the return officially and fully.
Of the Hollywood Rock theme.
Hollywood Rock theme song,
boy.
That theme song, that transition.
Yeah.
Oh my God, like the new, first of all, with the Black Adam intro.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Great.
Lightning strike. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that to be at Mania.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have fun.
I wish it was in a game.
Maybe he
for sure main it, so it'll be dark enough to do it.
Yeah.
I always bring up, because I always think about The Undertaker versus, who was he supposed to, at WrestleMania when he was in San Francisco?
Undertaker versus Bray?
Versus Bray? Yeah,
it was like daylight.
It was daylight. We're telling you like, oh.
I want to know what he said to Bray, man.
Oh, man. But you got The Rock right now. He's in full heel mode.
Full.
Technically,
because Friday night he was all face.
He was like, I'm in Memphis. I love this. Friday, I used to be Flex Cabana.
He was like, hey, bro, y'all got to get luck. This city get luck. Which, to an extent, I understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. But overall, there was an article, and I think I sent it to y'all, about how some people backstage are like, oh my God, The Rock's using profanity in his social media program.
The final boss.
I love the final boss thing.
Yeah. I love the final boss thing. It's perfect. But people are saying there's some talent, and whether it's talent or just producers, et cetera, people backstage, who are upset at The Rock's profanity.
On his
social media, because talent in itself is told you have to, hold yourself to a certain level, which I get it. But I also said this, and please tell me how y'all feel. It's The Rock.
It's The Rock, bro. Yeah.
And not only is he, I understand that, yes, he's doing this and it's The Rock. He's an entity within himself. He's one of the very few entities that are bigger than the business itself.
Yeah.
But guess what he is doing with all of this? He is pushing up WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we don't know, like if it was they're pre-sold out or whatever, he's making sure these two nights are sold out. He is promote. Yes, he's involved in this big feud and with the main event, but it's helping everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, he's cutting these long promos. And yes, his talent that wants to wrestle on TV. Your time gets cut. Your segments get cut. But it's like that for us in stand-up. Let's say we on a show, right? Mm-hmm. We're doing a show. The three of us haven't gone up yet. Neither one of us. But Dave Chappelle walking the door. We're like, well, that's the show.
Hell no. I'm going to tell you this, and I want y'all to remember this as y'all continue to go on your stand-up journey. I know I've been doing it a little longer than y'all. I have reached a point, and I did this about 5 years ago, and from that point, I was like, oh, that worked? When whoever comes in, comes in. Don't let the promoter go to them, because you know the promoter will come up.
Hey, so when do you want to go up? I'll just put you up.
I go up straight to a Chappelle or a Rock, or the last time this happened to me, Gerard Carmichael was at the Laugh Factory. Mm. You know, Gerard is the homie.
Yeah.
I go up and a promoter comes up. Hey, Gerard, when do you want to go up? You
watch his new show?
Huh?
You going to watch his new show?
Hey, man, I support everything that all the brothers do. You know what I mean?
Love that, yeah.
So I go up and I'm talking to Gerard and the guy comes over. Hey, so you want to go next? And mind you, I was supposed to go next right before he goes to Gerard. He's like, hey, so you want to go next? I was like, yeah, he can go after me. And then the promoter was like, and Gerard was like, oh, yeah, he's put me up after CT. And I looked at the promoter like, you rat bastard.
Yeah, because right? He was sure it was going to bump the shit out.
Exactly. So from that point on, it's like anytime somebody come in, if I'm on the show and there's somebody with a bigger name, I go up to that person. Hey, man, let me go before you.
So I can at least get this out.
I can get this out because I'm not waiting all night.
Yeah.
And all the time as a comedian, comedians respect that, bro. They're not going to be a dick.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So just out of courage, man.
Okay, cool.
Courage. Comedian Martin Morrow jumped by Corey Holcomb's entourage. I thought he'd understand.
You know what? Corey, that's a bad example. Corey would be like, oh yeah, do your thing, bro. Because Corey will go up dead last.
Yeah, he won't give a shit. Yeah. He ain't gonna give a shit. Corey, he's done that at Crack 'Em Up a couple times.
Man, he does it. He's the best. He does it everywhere, bro. I love Corey.
He's beating Martin Morrow. I just wanted to go next. But like, again, The Rock is, so going back to The Rock, he's promoting this and moving the show up. Look, they moved him to the beginning of the show this week. They're like, hey, we're not taking no damn chances. You open the show.
Yeah.
And it works.
It works.
So I just
20 seconds under.
20 seconds under. So everybody, oh, he went low. No, they gave the Rock this time.
Yeah.
And we don't have to see the videos from people in the arena of the dude, the PA, doing this shit.
Yeah.
So thoughts on that?
I feel like they tried to put him in different slots. Like 2 weeks ago, he went first, him and Roman. But the Rock concert's always going to do well, you know? So you got to, no offense to like a Cameron Grimes, but you got to go where the numbers are.
Cameron Grimes to the moon.
Yeah.
When he came up with so much potential.
No, it did not. When he came up to the SmackDown roster and he said that, I was like, it's not going nowhere. You're not even going to the sky, my boy.
He was Dogecoin.
You ain't going to the roof. Yeah. To the seat. Back to NXT is where you need to be going. That was trash. But.
Oh, okay. That's what that is.
What?
So, Producio asked us to have a request. Somebody's requesting us in the chat that we got to see.
Are you saying Producer Yo?
Yeah, Producer Yo.
That's because it's like it's Baltimore slang.
Yeah, it's Baltimore slang.
They say Yo after.
Prem started that, so we always do that.
They say Yo after a job.
I was like, I kept thinking you're talking about somebody Asian. It's like, yo, Producer Yo. And I'm like, who is there an Asian man that is producing this show? Is he Asian? Is he adopted by Asian parents? I didn't know what this was. Producer Yo. I was like, who's Producer Yo? And then I thought you were just doing like some slang thing, like, you know what I'm saying, yo. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. He's a white man. So why does he keep saying Producer Yo? And then I just had to ask. Have the courage, guys. Always have the courage to ask questions. The dumbest question is the one that's not asked.
I gotta say, in the middle of that, I thought at some point you'd be like, I thought maybe Producer was his first name.
And no,
he was like maybe that could be like a Vietnamese name or something. We don't know all Vietnamese people. Yo. So he'd be like Producer Yo, like that.
Producer. Is that you? Is that your Vietnamese? That's crazy.
I quit.
That's crazy.
I quit. I can't.
Yeah, producer, yo. We're like, who is this, yo?
Produce.
Like, you made a little accent over the R.
The Rock is definitely doing the business great. He's actually selling it. I don't think WrestleMania was sold out before he was announced, though. Both nights.
Not like last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mick Foley, speaking of The Rock, you know, Rock and Sock Connection, Mick Foley has said he wants to wrestle one more
last death match.
And your boy Adam Copeland, the Rated R superstar Adam Copeland, did make reference to Mick Foley this past Saturday on Collision. So do you think we're going to see Mick Foley wrestle his last match in AEW?
It's definitely going to be an AEW because it's not going to be a WWE.
They're not going to let him. They're definitely not doing him a WWE. You already know.
Come on, Mick.
You don't see. You don't
absolutely.
Think, you know, they got Extreme Rules. We'll get a Mick Foley death match.
Come on, Mick.
Look, the most extreme we get is chairs to the face. That's it.
Come on, Mick.
Produce.
So then who should be Mick Foley's last opponent?
Apparently they already beat him, and it's Death. Father Time.
Father Time. I'm sticking to Father Time.
Father Time.
I've already got him, bro.
Father Time beat him 1, 2, 3, and tapped him out at the same time.
That's
Father
crazy.
Time had him go, I quit. Father Time is out here winning.
When was his last match? Was that 2001? 2001?
His memory was still intact.
No. So he went over. He had a few matches in WWE after that. Like he did the, what was it? He did that six pack challenge in like 07 with like Bobby Lashley and John Cena at Night of Champions. And then he had a run in TNA where he won the TNA world title and had some matches over there. But I think the TNA run was his last set of matches that I remember. Unless he might have done like a Rumble appearance or something.
Oh, they said it already. Somebody said they already announced it was a sellout before The Rock came around. Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay, good.
I didn't know. Sometimes, look, they can announce it was a sellout all they want to.
Yeah.
And then you get to hear, we've added new seats. Like, all of a sudden they did some, we can figure some new seats.
Yeah. I mean, they do that. So.
I mean, they do. Don't get me wrong. They do it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you realize after you have the stage set up, whatever your looks, you're like, okay, so we have more room to put here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, of course, you do figure out some things. However, they're telling you, we got it. We got space now, guys.
They had space at that Elimination Chamber, but that was also in Perth.
Yeah.
But if Rock was there, sold out.
But the everyone kept complaining. We were like, do Rock Roman in Elimination Chamber.
Yo, I just want to say this to everybody. Also, real quick, before we do this, for those that are watching us live right now, just so you know, we're going to do the after show, which I think we should call it the takedown, because that's when they take down everything. We can take down what we're talking. We'll find a name for it.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. I like it.
We can do that. But
we'll find a name for it. Like, you didn't just pitch that.
He wrote down 30 different names. He's got a notebook. Which one should I say first?
So we're going to do it after the show. So to see that, of course, you got to be a member of the Before the Bell Patreon, patreon.com/beforethebellpodcast.
Yeah.
Do that.
Shout out to all the patrons.
Yeah. And shout out to y'all for literally making these views go crazy on the pages, man. Thank you guys so much for the comments. So much love in the comments. So much love in the interaction of the show. So many people saying, I actually took a screenshot, and this is a comment of the week for me.
Comment of the week.
That was pretty solid.
Thank you.
I didn't know what was good.
That was something else, Martin. Okay. I'm David BTW says, this is officially my favorite wrestling podcast. Big Body Yaki responded to that and said, literally, I listened to like 8 different wrestling pods throughout the week, and now I only listen to them and Busted Open. These guys are too good. Had to screenshot it.
Yeah, we appreciate that so much. Sincerely, we do what we can, man. Thank you for us having done this in such a short amount of time.
Yeah,
and everybody to be jumping on board with it. The words, there are not enough words to express the gratitude and the thanks and the appreciation for all that.
Yeah. Shout out to Busted Open Radio as well. All those guys over there, Thomas Dreamer and the boys, you know.
Excuse me, what?
Thomas Dreamer?
That's what I call him. I call him Tom.
Also, Nick Nemeth is the newest member of Busted
Open. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out. I'm going to tell you something. Look, this is when we say friend of the show, the homie for real. Nick got his release and was like, I'm doing everything.
New Japan, TNA, Busted Open, yeah.
Nick say I'm at conventions now. Okay.
I hope that was his brother? Ryan. I want to see Ryan be able to work TNA because I feel like he hasn't really got a fair shot in AEW.
everybody that's part of the, what was it? What was that crew they were part of?
The Wingmen.
The Wingmen, yes. I feel like, you know, shout out to
Peter Avalon,
yeah. Stuff like that. I feel like they never got a fair shot. Again, the AEW originals, a lot of them don't get fair shakes except for the Pillars. And then because all these other superstars come in, mm-hmm. It's like, yo, I get it. You need big name people to help build up the product. I get that part. But don't forget about those who were there from ground zero. And the Wingmen were there, and Ryan Nemeth and Peter Avalon deserved a whole lot more, especially Ryan deserves a whole lot more so.
Yeah. What you got coming up, Jay?
Man, it is this week. I'm all over the city of LA this week alone. Please follow me on Instagram, Mr. J Washington, MRJAY. You should not spell Washington. I'll be back on New Rock Stars. We'll be doing the Invincible review, and we'll be talking about X-Men 97 episodes 1, 2, and 3. So we're going to do that. There's so much more. Again, May 11th, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm always going to keep saying that. May 11th, Netflix is a joke festival. I'm headlining that evening. I haven't made the announcement yet, but I'll make it here. My host for that evening is my co-host from Before the Bell, yeah. Martin Morrow, be hosting with me. And I've got my cousin Tequita Love and my homegirl, Lori Douglas.
We're going to be riotous that night.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And I'm telling you, we're almost about sold out. And to have that almost be the case before May, before even April, means a lot. So get your tickets. You can go to my IG page, click the link in the bio. Boom, it's there. MRJAY Washington. That's it.
Nice. You didn't want to. You want to hit me for the show as well?
I was saying, I gave him the finger.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Martin.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That's wild. So go ahead.
What you said?
Your show, just Martin. All right, go ahead. And your homegirl, a white woman, probably. All right, go ahead. I just want to hear.
And my cousin.
Yeah, I heard your cousin. Gotta have your family on there, of course.
You know? Yeah, you don't stay here to fight me for that one.
That's crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah.
When I do another Jay Washington friendship for sure.
Oh yeah. You know what's funny? I've only done your Jay Washington shows when I have to confront you. I'm not even thought of for your shows.
You are.
That's crazy, man.
You are, but I'm going
to get back to producing shows.
Let me tell you what
I'm going to hit you immediately. Be like, hey, man, I want you to know. I'm doing a show. Would you like to be on it, bro?
Just so you can know. Hey, man, take this record.
That's my level of petty. I go for the love first. Go ahead, Martin.
Love petty. Petty love.
You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, though.
Man, I'm at the Dime on Tuesday. If y'all want to come check out that show. I got some other stuff in LA. I can't remember right now. But more importantly, St. George, Utah, this Friday night, you can see me, Mateen Stewart, Kiki Anderson. I'll be closing that out if you're out in St. George. And then Last Best Comedy in April 12th in Montana. So come to that. And
nice.
Yeah, everything else is in my stories at Martin and Morrow. Mr. Main Event CT, tell the people where they can find you.
King, got you going to St. George, Utah, or Last Best, but you didn't bring
But he also is not saying, I'm doing Utah with Mateen, and we're going to have Jay Washington come along, my other co-host. And it's like, oh, man, it's three of us in here. It's crazy.
I
read the message loud and clear, brother. We just
don't do that.
Next time, Martin, when you wear that chest, I need you to put some oil on that chest. Bro. You understand? You out here. Just
just dry.
It's kind of wet. You want to touch it?
No,
not at all.
Here's the other funny thing about The Rock. I love when he calls Seth or Cody boy, because it sounds so country.
Yeah, man,
I'll tell you something else, boy. And it's like, hey, yo,
yeah, he really was in Memphis.
That boy, it's like when he was in Texas.
Yep.
And now his son.
Listen to me, boy.
You be like, hey, bro, that ain't like you old man under these other roaches.
I want to see Country Boy Rock. When he came in with the hat, I wanted to see him come to the arena with the cowboy hat.
That's kind of like when we first saw Brock like that. Remember when Brock? You were like,
Brock.
Oh, this is real Brock.
Cowboy Rock and Hollywood Rock are one, because he got the belt now. He had the hat,
yeah,
the belt buckle.
Yeah.
The Rock is on fire, bro. He's better. He's probably a better heel now.
This is true, producer.
He but he ain't talking about the movies and stuff and the success. I want him to add that in there.
This is true, well, producer, I mean, yo.
He was in Black Adam, though, so he probably don't want to bring that up.
You're out of control. But if Brock says, boy, is
right.
First of all, like, I hope I can see him say, look, hey, Bobby Lashley, look here, boy. You're like, well, that's going to be that fight.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was. But luckily, they gave Bobby the better record of those matches.
Yes, they did. Because Bobby needed it. Brock didn't.
Yeah.
And Brock knew that.
Yeah. And Bobby, never mind.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another episode of Before the Bell Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Continue showing the love. We see the comments. We see the comments, and we appreciate you guys. We try to respond to a lot more of them, but, tears be in our eyes because They're so heartfelt. We appreciate it. We're about to do the
takedown.
The takedown. So if you are not a member right now, you need to become a member of Patreon/Before the Bell Podcast.
Yes, indeed. Patreon.com.
Come over there and show love. We want to thank our patrons for already supporting us, putting your money where your support is. And we can never thank you enough. We out.
Oh, I don't know. Real quick. Did they do the GoFundMe thing y'all talked about? Or do they just only know about that on Patreon?
It's only on Patreon.
The
PS5. Oh, for your PS5. Mm-hmm. So those of you guys who are watching now, we are also doing something in the Patreon.
I just want to make sure we brought it up too. Sorry.
Of course. Of course. We're doing something on the Patreon where we are starting a GoFundMe for what? We're starting a GoFundMe.
Oh, he must have typed something that ain't on the screen.
To get Jay Washington a PS5. And he's going to be gaming with you guys. He's going to be gaming with us. It's going to be a lot more content. But we need this brother to get his system. You know what I mean? And we want the people to be a part of this. So it's a family production. Outside of that, Jay and Martin got a big rematch coming up next month. Tune in more on Patreon. We'll talk about it now.